Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Free Beer Hot Wings, Steve Kelly in Maitland. So Pelchuk brought us in some donuts, mentioned that a moment ago.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, that's thanks,
our
Chuck.
That's our notorious friend Needy Chuck.
Needy Chuck.
From 2010, Chuck went with us to the Daytona 500 when we gave away that big prize. And he was immediately, right off the bat, as soon as we got there, we met him. He's like, "You guys got to give me a nickname. I need a nickname. I need a nickname."
Yeah, we often
What's my
give
nickname?
Nicknames to people.
Do you have a nickname for me yet?
It usually comes organically.
What's my nickname?
Yeah.
And after about the 13th time he asked that in 12 minutes, we said, "Well, you're awfully needy, so you're now Needy Chuck."
Yeah. He's been trying to unring that bell for 13 years.
No. Once you get it, you get it, because he's still needy.
To Chuck double it. Down, we named his wife Delightful Dawn. Yeah. Like, well, she's great.
Yeah. She hasn't said anything.
We're having a great time with her.
Yeah.
So yesterday, he happened to bring donuts, and it reminded me of a conversation that took place right before we all left yesterday. And I don't remember how it came up, but there was a discussion about donuts. And I thought the beginning was very unfair, because Kelly mentioned that she likes a good glazed donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Hot Wings and Steve started yelling at her that glazed donuts aren't real donuts.
Yeah, they did.
And those are for trash people.
Yeah.
And that's not accurate. A glazed donut is as good a donut as anything else. It just depends on your preference.
No,
it's not an inferior donut by nature. It's not like you're saying, "Hey, who wants some donuts or this bran?"
I do remember how the conversation started.
Okay, maybe that'll help me.
Because we talked about donut superiority. There is a hierarchy between
100%.
Mom and pop bakery and big chain donut.
Absolutely.
So we talked about how if it was up to us, if it was up to me and Hot Wings, every single time, 100 times out of 100, you're going to the good bakery, the good local bakery.
You know, those have been made overnight. They're like minutes to maybe a couple hours fresh.
Yeah.
Like,
and
they are right on.
Kelly's like, "Hey, y'all, you know I never shop local. I like my money going to overseas interest."
That's what she said.
That's how that conversation went. Really?
Yeah,
is that how we're misremembering?
I'm just trying to fill in some blanks for
people. We were talking about the chain donuts, and I said, "So you're telling me that you would rather have chain donuts versus the bakery donuts?"
And I said yes to that specific chain because you know the bakery donuts are going to be like Reese's and banana flavor, and it's all cake donut.
What are you talking about?
And I was like, "I don't want a cake donut. I want the OG glazed donut."
And then the conversation shifted.
Yes.
Because then Steve says, "Wait, you really think the glazed donut came before the regular cake donut?" And I said, "I think a cake donut isn't a donut because it says cake in the word." So I do
Nobody
think.
Nobody refers to them as cake donuts,
yes,
by the
do.
Way. No, they don't.
I'm with you on this
yes,
one, Kelly.
Yes, they do.
Cake
and
donuts
the other
are
ones,
things.
The
well,
other ones
they
are.
There's
you know,
a different
flaky,
kind of dough.
Squishier but. Donuts. What are those called? Free beer? The other type that aren't cake donuts. Just they're donuts. They're just the OG donuts, the glazed donuts. And that's when Steve was like, "No, cake donuts are the OG donuts."
Yeah, because you can go to a regular bakery and get a glazed donut. But if you go to big chain, everything they have is covered in glaze. Like, why would you get it all covered in glaze when you can get an assortment? If you want glaze, fine, get a glaze donut. But you can't tell me a local bakery is inferior to the big chain.
Yes, I can, because the big chain has 50 dang locations across the nation, and this local bakery has one. They're clearly superior.
Wait, so you really do prefer chain restaurants
no,
to local?
No, I don't. You know this.
No, you know she does.
But when it
she
comes to bakeries and specifically donuts, I will always choose the chain that we spoke about yesterday and their hot and ready hot glazed donuts.
Is that because they're just 1K away from being your favorite?
Kelly's Krispy Kreme. Kelly, you're thinking, so you prefer a yeast donut. Those are the ones that rise. I'm with you. That is the superior donut to the cake donut.
And the OG. And, you know, they don't just do a plain yeast donut. They do plain cake donuts. And that's cake. Right. That's cake in a donut shape.
How do you know that that's the OG donut? Did you do research on which donut came first?
I took the Hot Wings approach and I just blurted it out confidently.
You did claim that.
How do you like that, Hot Wings?
Well, now I'm taking the approach of the rest of the room and calling you out on your nonsense.
Yeah, so you made the claim that the glazed donut was the original.
You're claiming that
the first donut ever was a glazed donut, not just a plain donut.
Not only that, but you claimed they invented glaze before the donut. that they had a cup of glaze, and then they thought to themselves, God, we got this glaze. What do we put it on? We better invent something.
A donut.
That did happen.
Because they probably tried to put it on cake, and people were like, no, that's what icing is for. We need to do something different.
So icing and cakes was already well established.
Yeah, and then they were like, what do we do with this cup of glaze? And somebody was like, let's try baking with yeast.
All right,
and
I need a timeline.
And then came the donut.
Yeah, you know they can glaze a cake donut, though, too.
Yeah, but it's a cake donut, so it's cake. It's not a donut. Right. I mean, everybody who likes a regular yeast donut knows that when you bite into a cake donut thinking it's a yeast one, that's the worst.
So when you
They're like little bricks.
If we just had cake donuts, you wouldn't have one?
No, I don't care for them. They make my mouth go numb. Unless they're blueberry flavored.
Well, you are. Can you hear my eyes rolling?
Let's go back to the claim you made that all cake donuts this time of year taste like bananas. Is that something you said earlier?
No, you said when they come from a bakery, they're always weird things like banana and kumquat flavor.
Yeah, that's true, though. They're always
no, they're not.
Look, we smashed every cookie in the world and put it on top of a donut. And I'm like, I wonder why you don't have 50 chains.
I mean, it's true that there are some of those fancier ones that are like they fancy themselves as the bakery version of a gastropub.
Yeah, it's a stupid donut.
Like reinvent the wheel. I get it, where it's like I don't need, you know, different cereals on top of a donut, but most normal bakeries aren't like that. It's just your regular eclairs and sugar donuts and cinnamon donuts and whatever. I mean, you can't tell me those are better than those chains that where they make them all in one spot and truck them across America.
Yes I can.
Like the ones you like are one step above convenience store Hostess.
Wesco has the best donuts I've ever had in my life, and they are a convenience store.
Yeah, they're made locally.
They're so good, and they're made locally. Did you know that? Freebeer just told me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how we made our wedding cake out of those. Those were Wesco wedding donuts.
Yep, see? And they were glazed, weren't they? The OGs.
They were cake.
Say yes. Yeah. Shut up. See, why was that? Because you needed a wedding cake. See? Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody was just like, well, let's try it in cake form. And then everybody was like, that's disgusting. And therefore, the yeast donut is the OG. It doesn't, chronologically, time doesn't matter. It's just
time's just a flat circle.
Like a donut. I still really love the imagery of people walking around this glaze factory with a cup of glaze.
I just think
and
we've
nowhere to put it.
I think we've made something people will like. Let's put it on the ham. We really can't just glaze ham. We got to glaze something else.
We really nailed this.
No one's going to buy that.
We really nailed this. I wish we had a plan.
It's hard to explain this glaze when it's on your face and you don't have a reason for it to be there.
Was that before cinnamon rolls?
Oh, no.
They have glaze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like your cinnamon rolls unglazed, Hot Wings?
Cinnamon rolls? No, I like glaze on cinnamon rolls.
So you're pro glaze.
And that's also frosting. That's not really glaze. That's frosting.
It's both. But yeah, I like the ones with frosting.
Mm-hmm. With frosting?
Frosting is vastly superior to glaze.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I'm not anti-glaze. I'm not anti-glaze.
I don't care for icing.
No, I just don't want it on every donut.
You don't like cake?
I like it for like a bite and then I'm over it. And if it's got a bunch of icing on it, I'm only eating it to be
cold. What about frosting?
No, I'm not a fan of frosting.
So you don't like a cream-filled donut?
No.
Do you like a Christmas cookie with frosting on it?
Mm-mm. I'd rather just have a cookie. It is a cookie.
It tastes like wood chips in my uncle's attic.
The icing does always leave that plasticky taste in your mouth.
This tastes like a rented Santa suit.
This tastes like a wet brick, y'all.
No, there are so many people out there that are not icing lovers. They're glaze people unite. We are people too. I would prefer glaze.
Least shocking thing you've ever said.
No. Maitland, do you want to be on this?
think you guys are mixing up glaze icing and frosting. They're three different things.
Okay,
Thank you. Hold on.
Inform us here, because what is the difference? Okay, I think glaze is different than frosting. What is the difference between icing and frosting?
You got to play the Stone Cold music because someone's coming to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
they're ready.
Yeah, I need you, Maitlin. Tag in.
Glaze is much thinner and more transparent than icing or frosting.
Agreed. What is the difference between icing and frosting?
Icing is what goes on top of a cinnamon roll because it pours. It's more liquid. It pours nicely. Like, have you ever had a cookie with like royal icing? That's not frosting. That pours and it has like a nice.
No, I like America cookies.
Sheen to it.
Yeah. Frosting is actually, I mean, if you're going to go cake, that's way superior.
And yet then there's frosting, which is nice and thick. Then you got your buttercream, which is fluffy.
Buttercream is the
way. That's a whole thing.
Barf. Oh, buttercream.
They're all the frosting family.
Buttercream on top of a cream filled donut is the best.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot.
Good. Yeah, I know.
I'd throw that donut right in the trash.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would, and I'd stomp on it.
Have you ever put frosting, like the kind you buy like from Betty Crocker or whatever, and just get like a chicken leg from Kentucky Fried Chicken, you slather some right on top? It is the perfect mix of savory and sweet.
I hate everything about everything you just said.
Chicken.
Because then if you bite it and you get one of those tendons where it's like, oh, that's stringy.
Oh, yeah.
You got the frosting there to make your mind go, this is a good stringy vacation, though.
Yeah.
It's even worse if it's one of those veins.
Because you can't eat it. You just got to suck it right out of your mouth.
If you really want to want it to be good, Maitland, you take the chicken leg after you put the frosting. You don't put it on evenly because you like to get a bite where there's a lot of frosting, maybe a little. Then you just dip it right in your Mountain Dew Code Red.
I hate it here.